Hey everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump, your semi-weekly podcast where we discuss all the things that you care about, or at the very least the things that we care about in nerd culture. I am Cameron.
I am Cody.
And this week we are talking about a little indie film you may have heard of, came out last week, as of this recording, came out last week. It's called Avengers Endgame.
Son of Beginning Game.
Yes, and daughter of somebody, something, Ragnarok.
This movie lives a very complicated life. It's all a son and a daughter at the same time.
Yep.
You can do that, though.
It's the 90s. It's fine.
It's the 90s.
So we have a limited amount of time to discuss things, and Lord knows we have a lot to discuss with this film. So we're going to kind of dispense with our usual introduction and stuff and pretty much just get right into it. Now, Cody, you and I have both seen the movie.
Yes.
And despite the fact that we have hung out since watching the movie, we have not discussed it
on purpose.
Yes. I have no idea what your opinion is. I'm assuming you don't know about mine. So this is going to be kind of interesting.
I do read your diary when you're not looking.
Well, I know, but that's fine. I leave it at your house, which I don't know why I do that. Yeah. It's my diary, and I don't live here.
Right? It's always open and on my pillow, which is real strange.
Are you sure it's not? No, it is definitely mine. Yeah. Never mind. So I guess we'll kind of get right into it. Avengers Endgame is the 22nd film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which we have discussed a lot.
It's our favorite topic.
Pretty much. I mean, and there's plenty to talk about. With the MCU, and we've talked about it a lot since its inception, or at least since the inception of the podcast. Right. We haven't been around in 11 years. But this is the culmination of everything that we've seen from the introduction of Iron Man and that first post-credit scene with Nick Fury and the first time hearing about the Avenger Initiative.
I pooped myself.
We all did. Like, fandom collectively pooped itself.
Yep. Because I don't know about everybody, but I had no idea that was coming when I went to see Iron Man.
Nope. I think I read about, and this was even in, I don't want to say the early days of the internet, but it wasn't nearly as expansive as we have now, where you know about everyone being in everything.
Yep.
I think I had read that Samuel L. Jackson filmed a cameo as Nick Fury, and I thought that was kind of cool. But yeah, we had no idea that they were, That's where they were going.
No, yeah.
So
I had hoped for a Justice League version of that for years, because Justice League, you know, Batman, Superman had been making movies way longer than Marvel had.
So
I was hoping, and then we got that eventually, and well, I'm not a fan.
Nope. But, you know, there's always a chance for a do-over. DC loves do-overs.
Yeah.
As immediately after something has not been good, they just retcon it.
Yeah.
So, but that's not the case with the MCU and, of course...
House of Mouse.
Indeed.
It's a whole new meaning to House of M. A
little bit.
It's Mouse now instead of you.
Yep. Oh, I want to do some art now.
Yep.
House of Mouse. That's fun. House of M. Go read it. It's an event thing from several hundred years ago.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I did too. Do. I'm going to reread it.
Good call.
I don't have time anymore.
No. I'm still in Civil War II, and I started that well over a month ago.
Yeah.
So I'm really bad at things.
I tried to read a comic today for a second. I got through like two pages.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, two pages in a second.
I'm a quick reader. No, I'm a real slow reader.
Yeah.
And it's mostly pictures.
Yeah, I prefer to take my time too. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Anyway.
Yep. So this is the, again, the follow-up to everything that has come before. Basically, the direct sequel to Avengers Infinity War, which left 50% of basically the universe's living beings all dead and turned to ash.
To take us off topic, as I do. Have you seen these breakdowns? Like, not the one that somebody sent on our meme chat today. We have a meme chat. You can't be a part of it.
Yeah,
but like breakdowns of the order in which you should watch the Marvel movies.
I did. and it was hilarious.
Not the one we're doing that we got today, but I've seen them on the internet, like serious ones, and it always really annoys me because it puts everyone I've seen puts Ant-Man and the Wasp like three movies before Infinity War.
No.
And they happen simultaneously.
Right.
So you need to watch them. Like, I don't care which one you watch first, I guess.
Yeah.
Although I think it should be Infinity War. But they seem to disagree, all these watch lists I've been seeing.
Yeah, I would disagree with that. I think, honestly, I think chronologically is the way to go. You can kind of mix things up with, like, Black Panther after Civil War, stuff like that. But
I do like putting the Guardians of the Galaxy movies together.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fun. But yeah, you should definitely watch Infinity War before, because A, it they kind of tease that movie when they're like, well, where's, you know, Ant-Man?
Right.
He's on house arrest. So there's like, okay, so there's a story there.
Yep.
That would be cool to see.
Yep.
And then you see it. And then of course the post or the mid-credit scene is, you know, directly from Infinity War. And it answers, you know, that question on, you know, did anyone die from this film?
Yep. The answer was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Three-fourths of the main characters.
That really weird 50% Marvel thinks exists where it's most the people and not half.
Exactly. So, no, I would disagree. I think you watch that after Infinity War. I also think you start with Iron Man and you watch Cap before Avengers.
Yeah.
I don't care that the majority of it takes place in the past.
Right.
Iron Man is a much better start.
Yeah. And it also, like, after Cap unfreezes, basically just leads straight into Avengers.
Yep.
So,
exactly.
It makes the most sense to me.
Right. Plus, you have no idea who Nick Fury is at the end of Cap if you haven't watched the other films.
Right.
So, but anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Or over there.
It is. It's everywhere.
It's under the desk.
Yes. So, Endgame.
Endgame.
One of the biggest movies in the world. It's
made millions of billions of dollars
already. It's hit the billion mark at this point. They might make a sequel.
You think?
Maybe.
I think it's like already the top grossing movie ever in one weekend or whatever, like opening weekend.
Yeah, I haven't checked the returns, but it's got to be pretty close. So anything that sticks it to Titanic yet again, I'm good with.
Oh, boom, Titanic. I'm on a boat. Who cares?
I deliberately didn't see it until it was on DVD about 10 years after it came out.
I still haven't seen it. Because I don't care. Brenda tried to make me watch it. I'm like, nah.
Nope.
I'm going to play on my phone and poop the whole time. It's like a 3-hour movie. I don't even know how long it is.
It's 3 hours. And it feels like 3 hours.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Speaking of 3 hours, Endgame.
Endgame was also 3 hours.
Didn't feel like it.
Did not feel like it. I was fine with it. Brenda had to go pee a lot.
Yeah, I
I had my big boy bladder in my pants that day, so
nice.
I was fine.
Yeah, I made the decision. I've seen it twice now. So the first time, I cut off all liquids at about an hour and a half before the preview started.
Right.
I was good.
Yeah.
I wasn't even uncomfortable at any point.
Right.
The second time, we went out for drinks prior to.
It's a bad decision.
Bad decision. I was uncomfortable for most of the first hour, and I was able to wait until the scene in New Jersey.
Oh, hey, spoilers, by the way, people. If you haven't seen the movie, don't listen to what we're saying.
We're totally going to spoil everything.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to spoil.
Yeah.
Truly. So, yeah, the scene in New Jersey, I was like, I can go pee during this because this goes on too long.
Also, if you haven't seen the movie, screw you.
Right. But if you haven't seen the movie, I will tell you this. Cut off all liquids 90 minutes before you go, and you'll be fine. You don't have to worry about having to go and miss something important or the scene in New Jersey.
I mean, I guess there's probably valid excuses like serving in the military or being in the hospital.
Right.
But if that's not your excuse, screw you.
Yeah.
Go see the movie.
Exactly. So this is your last warning. We are going to talk spoilers and
Dumbledore dies.
Dumbledore does die.
Snape killed Dumbledore.
Howard the Duck defeats Thanos.
Yep. Ant-Man doesn't go up a butt.
Nope. Or does he?
Or does he? No.
No.
Why would he do that? It's a horrible choice.
Exactly.
Gravity would be fighting you.
Yep.
Unless he was standing on his head. We have to trick Thanos into standing on his head.
I think so. And even then, he could just go in his mouth.
True.
Assuming it doesn't eat you.
I mean, the digestive system is made to go that direction.
Precisely.
So.
Yeah. Right? Yes. I actually saw an interview with Paul Rudd the other day where they were discussing the Thanos theory, and he was like, of all things, why would I go up there? Like, if the idea was I would explode Thanos from inside, why would I go up the butt?
Yeah, his vital organs are in his head.
Right, there are multiple orifices.
Yep. Go in the belly button.
Yeah, I mean, that's gross, too.
Right.
Ear, I think, would probably be the best.
Go up the pee hole, like one of the fish from the Amazon. He could ride one.
That, no. Oh, God. I don't know what fish you're talking about.
It's a tiny, if you pee in the river in, that's not the Amazon. It might be the Amazon. South America somewhere. It's a little fish that swims up the pee stream and goes up your pee hole.
Oh, I actually have heard that, and I kind of wish that I had forgotten about it.
You're welcome, everyone. Welcome to the internet. Yep. This has been Nerd Dump Podcast, where we only talk about potty humor.
True.
Yeah, all we give is advice about where and how to pee.
Yep. And poop. Yeah. Have you seen our logo? It's a poop.
It's a poop. It's not a chocolate.
Nope.
Don't eat it.
God. So much for keeping it short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast. Today we'll be talking about Marvel's Endgame, Avengers Endgame.
Yes.
The end is here.
If you fast-forwarded our nonsense, we're now getting into the main meat of the topic.
The spoiler meat.
Yes, the spoiled meat.
It's green. You shouldn't eat it.
Oh, my God. 3 hours Avengers movie.
Yeah, well, awesome. It's got to be a 3-hour podcast then, right?
Yeah, oh my God.
No, I was fine with the 3-hour Avengers movie.
I was too. I thought it was actually pretty well paced. I don't know. My perspective did change from viewing to viewing.
Right.
The first time it felt like a lot because there is a lot to take in, especially if you are as emotionally invested in these characters as probably most people,
right,
including us.
Human beings.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a human being and not a squirrel.
Or a Skrull,
which
we'll get into, I think, a little bit. But
the
anyway.
Nerd Dump Podcast fully comes out against squirrels. Go on.
Except Squirrel Girl.
Yeah.
We do like
her. She doesn't count.
Yeah, no. Totally.
And all of her squirrels are fine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, but yeah, the second time I saw it, I felt like it flowed a lot better.
See, I've only seen it once. I only got the one. Okay. The one go-to.
And it was in 3D for you.
And it was in 3D.
Was that a good choice?
Yeah, it was okay. It was pretty good looking.
Nice.
I
remember you said Infinity War was not worth the 3D last year.
Yeah, I don't think it was, but I think this one was.
Okay.
But to be fair, I have a Marvel credit card,
so
the tickets were real cheap because I had built up enough points.
That's
so I got
awesome.
Like two tickets for like $8.70.
That's $8.70.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's actually really good.
Regular time, not matinee.
Ooh.
Movie tickets.
That is really good. Because
yeah.
I even had like a coupon for free popcorn, and it still cost $8,000
just
for the popcorn.
I think you got cheated.
Yeah, probably. Should never offer to buy it for everybody in the lobby.
Right.
That just went poorly.
It's Endgame, everybody. Popcorn's on this guy. Not me.
Nope.
I didn't get the collector's tin.
I figured you did.
I always do.
I considered that.
Yeah.
And then when I went to the bathroom, there was someone who had left theirs like on the paper towel dispenser. I don't know. But I really did consider getting it, but it's like, it's in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's a poop
tin. I don't
tin.
Know. It might be.
It's a poop tin now.
Yeah.
You don't have to put anything in it.
No. It seemed gross, and I was just worried, but at the same time, I did want it.
Welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast again, everybody.
Yep. That's our MO, basically.
Yep.
So, but back to the film. Start with you. What did you think?
It was a good movie. However, I did leave feeling somewhat disappointed.
Okay.
And I have a way to fix it that I'll talk about later once we've done a little bit of reviewing.
Yeah.
But there were parts of it that really annoyed me, as there are with most of the Marvel movies that come out nowadays. anyways, mm-hmm. is what I've noticed. So maybe they're just not made for me anymore.
You were not a fan of Dude Thor?
I was not a fan of Dude Thor. Because as you know, and our loyal listener knows, I don't really like Thor Ragnarok.
Right.
And this Thor was basically just Thor Ragnarok put into one guy. Okay. So I'm like, this sucks.
And I'm sure that has nothing to do with the fact that Korg and Meek both show
true.
Up.
That's true, too.
And they're playing and Valkyrie, video. Yeah.
Which I'm fine with Valkyrie. But
Valkyrie's great. And they're all playing video games.
Yeah, they're playing Fortnite. And this is, again, remember, 5 years into the future.
Yep. Spoiler, we should stop saying spoilers.
We already told them spoiler.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the movie, after
there's a time jump.
Yeah, there's a time jump after the 20 or so minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the film takes place 5 years after Infinity War.
Yep. But this is 5 years into the future when half the population is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Fortnite's not even really popular now anymore. Why would they be playing Fortnite 5 years from now when half the world's dead?
That might be all they have. They don't have any new games, so they're stuck playing Fortnite.
Could be.
And Axis Legends or whatever.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Anyway, I didn't like how whiny Thor was for basically the entire movie.
A decent amount, yeah.
At the end, he got cool,
mm-hmm.
and I was fine with that. Yeah. But even then, he was still, like, dad bod Thor, and I don't like that, is what I've determined.
Yeah. That was one thing I was cool with, because I immediately turned to my wife and my friends that we were with. I'm like, hey, I could go cosplaying as Thor, because I have the body of Thor.
I think you're in better shape than Thor was.
I might have been, slightly. Or I might be, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't changed since the movie. No.
Thor probably has.
Possibly.
I think I've discovered what it is. I don't think Chris Hemsworth is funny.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to think of a single movie I've seen him in, and I'm like, that's hilarious. I like him being funny. I can't think of one.
Okay.
So yeah. I think that's my problem, is I don't get his humor.
I get that.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's hilarious in Ragnarok, but I think he's, you know, his performance is funny. Not necessarily Thor the character.
Right.
But I think he does a good job with the humor.
Mm.
But, yeah, it does feel out of character for him given his other film appearances.
Right, especially Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
Where he did tell jokes, and they were funny jokes, and I was fine with them. Like, when he told Rocket he was in charge, he's like, oh, you're clearly the captain because you're the smartest one or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Thor in Infinity War.
Yeah.
But then they gave me Thor from Ragnarok in Endgame, and that was somewhat disappointing.
Fair enough.
But there were amazing parts to this movie. There were some really, really good parts to this movie. And a few problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only explained one that I had. But there are some logic problems in the movie, too.
A few.
That we'll probably get to
at
some point in this conversation.
Sure.
But tell me about your feelings of this movie, Cameron.
So I prefaced earlier by saying that my perspective changed from my initial viewing to my second. The reason I mentioned that is because the first time I saw it, opening night, I just thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I was not.
That's like, where I am. But I've only seen it once.
Mm-hmm. I thought that it had a lot of great stuff to it. I enjoyed it. I wasn't necessarily disappointed overall.
Right.
But I thought it was basically a 6 out of 10 with a lot of 9 and 10 moments thrown in.
And it should have been a 10 out of 10 all the way through.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. So that was my initial thought. And even when friends who I didn't see it with were like, so what'd you think? It's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
They thought I was kidding.
Yeah.
And I never actually got around to elaborating. I'm like, I'm not actually kidding. I just thought it was okay.
Right.
I will say the second time, having taken it all in, watching it on its own merits, knowing what's going to happen, I enjoyed it much more.
See, that's why I want to see it again.
I think you will enjoy it more.
Yeah.
I'm kind of settled at, I went from a 6 out of 10 to more of an 8 out of 10.
Which still isn't good enough, but
It's not Winter Soldier.
Right.
I don't know that it might be in my top 10 now, which we'll have to Now that we've had several since we put our lists up, we should definitely reassess that.
We should definitely, and make Honey do it even though he's no longer here.
Right.
Because he's dead. He died on a cliff. He jumped off so that we could get the soul stone. Anyway, let's go on.
It was a sacrifice we were all willing to make.
But he did it on his own.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I definitely enjoyed it more the second time. I think it's very good. I do think it flows better than most three-hour movies do, especially with as much plot as it has. I do like the fact that it for the most part, focused on the core six.
Yeah.
While still having pretty good parts for, like, War Machine and Ant-Man and Rocket.
Right. And Nebula.
Nebula had a lot of material, actually. Yeah. I thought she was going to be kind of show up, maybe be the sacrificial lamb, like, in the first part of the movie.
Right.
Nope. Makes it through the end. And I thought that was very cool.
Yeah.
Was it a little disappointed that, as much as Captain Marvel was teased, not a huge part in the movie?
Hardly in it at all.
Right.
Super annoyed by that.
A little bit. When she's on, she's awesome.
Right.
Love her at least as much as I did in her own movie. And I, even now, I am still, this is how good the internet is about not wanting to spoil it.
Right.
I cannot find more than a blurry screenshot of her new look.
Right.
Which I'm trying to, I want to draw. That's going to be a print at my next show.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Right. If you can find a picture.
if we can. Because her new costume is cool. Her new look, she looks amazing, I think.
Did you notice during the holographic call, there was a bit of a flirty thing between her and War Machine? For like a second.
And
I'm like,
that was good. Which I'm totally on board if she is not into guys in the movies.
Oh, yes. I don't care.
But I mean, the fact that
in the comics, they date, so yeah. I'm happy about that.
Oh, yeah. That was totally cool. I love that.
Yep.
But yeah, could definitely have done with more of her, but she is great.
I think they've overpowered her too, though.
Yeah.
And they need to tone it down a little bit. Because at this point, if she can just take like punches and headbutts from Thanos and not even flinch, Thanos?
Yeah.
That's too strong.
She does flinch, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Power Stone.
Right. She takes a Power Stone punch to the face.
But in the comics, Thanos, without the Power Stone, wipes the floor with her.
Right.
And a handful of the strongest Avengers. So maybe let's make her that power level and not like literally a god. Or else what's going to be able to put up a fight, you know?
Yeah.
But that's just, again, my humble opinion. True. I like to have heroes with weaknesses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, Superman is one of those that can do pretty much anything, but they can create a villain that, you know,
outthinks him or
in certain they can defeat him in certain ways. I think that's the key to Captain Marvel. Have a villain who's more cerebral and not just punchy.
Right. Who we got left? Mastermind?
Maybe.
No idea.
More villains left there.
Yeah, we've used a lot already. Some of them are like, little Doc Ock's real smart, but he's kind of a Spider-Man villain, you know?
Kinda.
Can't really put him up here with this one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho. So, yeah. I really liked it, again, more the second time. I can agree with most of the reviews because it's gotten very good reviews.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're, like, one-sided or, like, paid to review it positively. Right. I genuinely think people love it as much as I wanted to, and as much as I ultimately did.
Right.
So
I'm still, it's okay, but I do want to see it again, which is unusual because normally when I'm like, it's okay, I don't want to see it again.
Right.
Which makes me feel like there might be something there, and I just haven't got it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, things annoyed me about this movie. Certain things.
Things. Yeah. I would go, there were certain things that bothered me too. The flashback, not necessarily a flashback, but when they went back in time, I liked a lot of that stuff.
Right.
It was very cool seeing
the
aftermath of the Battle of New York.
I was so shocked to see some people in this movie that I had no idea were going to be in this movie. Like, basically everybody, all the bad guys from Winter Soldier were there in this movie.
Robert Redford shows up.
Crossbones is there.
Yep.
Random guy who hangs out with Crossbones was there.
Yeah, the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent who, Winter Soldier, very, very horribly killed.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of the good word for it. Yeah. He had a very nasty death.
Yeah.
Which we don't see.
And he was there.
Yep.
I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I had no idea these people were going to be in it. Thor's mom, no idea she was going to be in it.
Ancient One.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good part.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they showed a lot of respect to a lot of characters who were gone before their time.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. And to see, and to interact with characters that they wouldn't have otherwise. Yeah. Like Ancient One, her whole scene was with Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
As he's trying to steal the time, well, not steal, but take the time.
Borrow.
The time stone. Right. And how cool was the Cap Hail Hydra scene? In the
that was so smart.
I loved it.
Yeah, that was so cool. Because I thought for sure we were just going to get another elevator fight.
Yep.
And then he just whispers, Hail Hydra. And they give it to him. The problem is that the Cap in that timeline now is screwed. Unless they somehow think it's Loki too. Like maybe they're like, oh, Loki just tricked us or something.
Yeah. But, which that Cap thought so.
Yeah.
I'm betting, yeah, he'll come to and he'll
tell everyone, hey, Loki beat me up and he was pretending to be me.
Yeah.
So maybe then Hydra won't come after him being like, oh, you're on our side. You know? What'd you do with the staff you took?
Right? It would be interesting to kind of see what happens in those other timelines.
I wonder if that's something that's going to come about.
Mm-hmm.
Is like future movies having to deal with other timeline versions of people coming over being like, hey, you screwed up our timeline. Because like in that reality, Loki took the space stone, the Tesseract, and he's just...
Which we'll get into, because we'll discuss some theories near the end, once we kind of talk about the movie itself.
Yes, we should probably start that.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you either loved or just flat out did not like?
I loved Cap wielding Mjolnir.
Yeah.
Everyone did.
That's like because it was loud, amazing.
Loud cheering. That was probably my favorite part of the movie. Is when Cap, and because Thor's like, I knew it!
Right? Because we also noticed that little look in Age of Ultron.
Yep.
Because I love that scene
in
that movie. Where it almost looks like he's going to lift the hammer.
And then he doesn't. And
nope.
Yeah. On purpose.
He gives up. He gives up very quickly.
Yep. I love this. That's amazing.
That might have been my favorite scene too. Seeing Thor wielding Mjolnir and Stormbreaker at the same time.
That was cool.
Powering Iron Man's armor.
Yep, that was cool.
The whole fight scene was
great. That whole fight scene was awesome.
When you hear Sam's voice, he's like, on your left. I peed.
I almost started. That's like the only part of the movie, sadly, that I almost started crying.
Yeah.
But that's only because the parts where I should have been crying were ruined by people waiting for a movie in the hallway screaming.
Ooh.
Yeah, so during that's the, you good. Know, those quiet parts at the end, winkety wink, where things got sad.
Yep.
Just hundreds of people in the hallway waiting for their movie to start, just screaming at the top of their lungs, and I can't hear the movie I'm watching.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. So that might have been part of why I'm not a huge... Yay about this movie too.
Sometimes the audience. Oh yeah, some people would have deserved that.
Yeah,
That's before we get to that.
Right. And I understand what they were trying to do with that moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was the all girl moment.
Yeah,
and I understand what they were trying to do. But what that told me is none of the girls were doing anything right then. And I'm like, that doesn't send the message that they're all free and have nothing to do right now is not a good message to send. Like, if they would have done, like, a passing thing from girl character to girl character, that would have been cool. Or if they even, like, and I'm like, I don't think this is the girl power moment you think it is, TV.
Yeah. I liked it just because of what it was and what they were trying to do. It did come off kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, okay, I'm going to ignore that part of it and just appreciate the fact that I'm seeing all these badass women.
I loved I love Scarlet Witch in this one.
Yeah.
She actually got kind of deeper into what her powers seemed to be. So that was really cool. But again, it's like none of you were doing anything.
Right
at this moment. There's like people dying everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
All of you are free. Every single female in this movie is free right now. That seems poor. That seems like poor taste.
No, yeah, that was it was weirdly timed.
Yeah.
Wasp at least was probably doing something.
Yeah, she was
buzzed in and showed up.
I don't actually remember if she like we saw her fight at all though. Like, was she just there for a few seconds and that was it?
I know she she joined up with Ant-Man near the end.
Yeah.
Was that
I need to rewatch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, there was It was hard to see a lot of it because there was a lot going on.
Yeah, that's why I want to rewatch.
But it was great seeing everybody come back.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody.
Almost everybody.
So this did prove a theory. Yeah. And pretty much everybody that died in Infinity War prior to the snap.
Still dead.
Still dead.
Loki. Heimdall.
Vision.
That's it.
Our 2018 Gamora.
Yeah.
We may still have 2014 Gamora from the past.
I think we do. Which is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, of course, a few characters post the snap that dies by Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's gone.
Yep.
Left us a legacy. He left behind a wife and a daughter.
Yep.
Which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I loved his dynamic with the little girl playing his daughter.
Yeah.
They were fun.
Yeah. Could, for all I know, it's his real life daughter. I don't
know. Could be. Who knows?
Yeah. Morgan, I think, was her name.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to think of who Morgan could be in Marvel Comics. And like the only thing I think of is Morgan Le Fay.
Yeah.
I'm like, I doubt it.
That's all I got. Yeah. Like, yeah. Pretty sure they just went with a name that doesn't correspond to anybody.
Yep.
Which I'm good with.
That's fine.
Another RIP moment for Natasha Romanoff.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
Especially since they announced a solo movie for her coming up. Don't know how that's going to work out. Now.
Right. Yeah. I was definitely concerned when, the teams, cause of course when they, split off and go to the past, they went into teams.
Right.
And, of course it was, Rhodey and Nebula and Hawkeye and Widow that go into 2014.
Right.
They go into space.
That's a dumb decision.
I thought it was going to be switched. I thought Nebula was going to sacrifice herself for the stone and maybe somehow bring back Gamora.
Right.
I did not expect it to be Widow and Hawkeye.
Why would you go to the past and then take two random humanoids you've never really worked with at all, give them your spaceship and send them somewhere else? A spaceship that, remind you, was just broken down.
Right.
It's like, you two with no powers, go away. I'm going to stay here on this cakewalk of the man made out of robot parts. And you two fly away to some place where my sister dies in the future. And I don't actually know what's happening there.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
That was a little weird. Like, they kind of justified it because she ended up on that planet to get the orb.
Right.
Even though we never actually see that happen in Guardians, like she knew she was going to end up there.
Sure.
So that makes some sense, but it's still weird.
You could send Rocket.
Yeah.
Make the teams different. Why did Rocket have to go to Asgard?
No idea. Keep Thor in line. Someone else could have done that.
Yeah, someone else could have done it way better.
Mm-hmm.
Rocket doesn't care.
Right.
It's like, oh, guess I'm going to have to go stab somebody on my own.
Yep.
Which was fun, but.
A little bit. So instead, you send Black Eye and Hawk Widow. I don't like
neither
this.
Of them are astronauts or mechanics or anything like that. Why would you send them alone in a spaceship?
Right.
That's so stupid.
A little bit.
It's just for the plot. It's just for the story, and it makes no sense. And that annoys me.
Yeah. And it still bothered me, you know, after the fact. It was like, okay, so we had, you know, say we had six Avengers. And that just doesn't sit well with me.
No.
It didn't in Age of Ultron when she got kidnapped by Ultron.
Super sexist.
I hate that part.
Yeah.
It's like, No, why does she have to get kidnapped? Well, the token girl.
In the first movie, they had Hawkeye get kidnapped, so it couldn't be him again.
No.
Then you're making a pattern. Mm-hmm. It's like Hawkeye just gets kidnapped in every Avengers movie.
Yep.
But no, so, yeah.
And I get that. Should
have been someone else.
Yeah. I get that it really... And narratively, it makes more sense for her. You know, she's got red in her ledger.
Right.
This, making this sacrifice mm-hmm. is going to basically redeem...
Fear that's what it's going to be now.
It's probably what it's going to be.
I don't want to do a prequel. I hate prequels. Ask Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Stop making prequels.
Yeah.
I won't care. You know? Mm-hmm. I won't care if it's a prequel Black Widow movie. I know she's going to live. Who cares?
Right. I don't
I know everyone else is going to die because they're not in the future movies.
Probably.
Who cares?
Yep. It'll be the Rogue One syndrome.
Yep.
Yep. I don't know that I need to. We'll probably see Hawkeye in it, which will be weird because he's gotten older.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the de-aging technology.
Yeah, he's been noticeably older.
Yeah.
Like, Black Widow could probably get away with it. She doesn't really look like she's aged all that much.
No.
If anything, she looks younger now than when she started for some reason.
A little bit.
But Jeremy Renner got old.
Yeah. A little bit.
Not in a bad way. Men look distinguished when they get old. It's fine.
He's a good-looking guy, even with that terrible haircut he has throughout the whole movie.
Part where his family died was sad, though.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was the first 5 minutes of the movie. And
kick me in the balls and leave your foot there? Thanks.
Yep. Yeah, I knew as soon as... Because you don't even see the opening logos.
Yep.
It just goes right into, oh, he's with his daughter.
Yep.
Well, crap. I'm about to cry.
Yep.
And I did.
Yep. I didn't, but...
I did a little.
Brenda was in the bathroom at that point, so... I had to explain it to her when she got back. I did. I remember feeling choked up about it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, because at that point, we assumed like his whole family, but we didn't know family that got snapped.
Which again, 3 out of 4 is not 50%.
No, it's not.
There's got to be like a whole continent where Thanos just didn't touch because he took 4 out of 5 for him. Ant-Man had 3 out of 4.
Yep.
You're doing math wrong, Marvel.
Pretty much. Like all of Cap's, almost all of Cap's team from Civil War.
Yeah.
I guess really it's about half.
That one was about half.
Yeah, true. So, moral of the story, Thanos is dumb.
Thanos is bad at math.
Yep. That's what happened. Everybody died. Not really. Just a few people.
Actually, it was almost too few people who died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We see some random Wakandan soldiers and some other people die during the battle.
That's true.
And we do see... A lot
of Wizards of Waverly Place were there.
Probably. Took one for the team.
Yeah.
Thanos and the Black Order and everybody else...
They died again.
They died again.
They got dusted this time.
Mm-hmm. Thanos died twice in this movie.
Yeah.
Both
I was fine with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both seemed right.
Yeah.
Would have put on the gauntlet because she probably would have been fine. She's clearly stronger than Hulk in this universe.
Right.
So why make Iron Man put it on and kill himself?
No. Yeah. It's a very good point.
Yeah. I mean, nothing can hurt her, clearly. So she could have just walked up while Thanos is punching her in the head and just gone, snap. It would have been fine.
Yep.
Is that Thunder? It thundered
it
when I snapped.
Yep.
It thundered when I snapped. I'm sorry if half of you are dead. It changes sizes, though.
Does it?
Yes.
Because we see... Because Thanos has the gauntlet on.
Right, but it's the Iron Man gauntlet.
Right.
Because
Which can...
It can get bigger because they're nanoprobes.
Right, so he would have had to somehow take that off.
So it's not like it becomes a puddle when it disconnects from the main armor.
That's true. Maybe... I don't know.
Yeah.
It was in the future Doctor Strange saw.
Yeah.
So
screw you, Strange.
Yep, you killed Iron Man. Dick. my rating, I'm going to keep it 8 out of 10. What do you say?
I'm thinking 7 right now. 7 out of 10. I want to re-see it. It's, again, not a bad movie.
Yep.
I would watch it any day over again, Thor Ragnarok, which I don't like.
Right.
But I want to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Very beginning of the movie before the title credit.
Right.
And she's like, I want to see it again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I love the fact that my wife's a nerd.
Right.
So yeah. So kind of want to get into some theories here.
I want to point out a couple of glitches in existence. If that's not on your list yet.
No. Totally.
Issue number the first.
Yep.
Time travel.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm fine with. When they explained how time travel works.
Yep.
And then they followed those rules right up until the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. When they decided not to follow those rules anymore.
You're talking about Cap?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
that's a break.
That was one of mine.
That doesn't work.
it is kind of weird.
Unless he found a different way to travel back to this universe, because supposedly, based on the rules of their time travel, they follow what I like to call the Dragon Ball Z time travel method, in which you can travel back in time, but anything you do in that timeline will not affect your original timeline. You're just creating an alternate reality or alternate timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Captain America went back in time, hooked up with Peggy Carter, and had secretly been her husband in this timeline the entire time.
Right.
Which does not work.
Nope.
I like it, but I just wish he would have done it in a different timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted that's how I wanted it to happen, but unless he found a different way to travel between dimensions, to come back to the original dimension just to be like, I'm old now.
Yeah, or somehow the dimensions, like, the different...
Issue number the two also has to do with this exact same scene.
Yeah.
Captain America's really old now.
Mm-hmm.
They can reverse that. You remember earlier in the movie where they made Ant-Man a baby?
Yeah. Where they can phase time through him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. He's young again.
That's one way to get around it.
Right?
I don't know that Cap would be okay with that.
No. But can you see...
Okay. All right, so we had a little bit of a hiccup in terms of technology.
Could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sam and Bucky have an interesting dynamic. That's worrisome.
Yeah. We may still be having technical difficulties, but we'll figure that out.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I do like the fact that they are mostly friends now.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I do love the fact that, Cap gave the shield to Sam and said that, you know, Bucky nodded, it's his.
Like, yeah. You take the shield. I don't want it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bucky has a long way to go to redeem the stuff that he did. Sam was pretty much a hero, so I think he one of them.
Right.
So that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
There's also the Scarlet Witch Vision series.
Which is going to be confusing as hell.
Right. Because it can go one of two ways.
Like WandaVision, I think is what they named
it. I think it's called WandaVision. So, I mean, it could be interesting, but I don't know that we need it.
I just assumed they were humping a bunch, and I...
Right.
I mean...
That's kind of weird.
I don't not want to see it, but I don't want to see it directly.
Yeah. That was always a weird relationship in the comics.
Yeah.
I think it's handled very well in the film, all things considered. Yes. Or, the other option is, Vision's a robot... Maybe they build a new one, and it's her helping this new Vision get acclimated to life or
could
something.
Be interesting.
That could be cool.
I have a third possible option.
What is that?
Wanda,
mm-hmm.
Scarlet Witch.
Yep.
Snaps, does a House of M type thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's Wanda Vision because it's Wanda's visions of reality.
And that's how Vision comes back is that she basically wills him into existence with her
crazy witch powers.
That's cool.
But who knows?
No.
We'll see. Because I'm definitely going to get Disney Plus.
Right.
Disney Plus? Yeah.
Yep.
I keep wanting to call it Marvel Plus. Because that's all I care about. But.
So that's the other one. Well, actually, the third show.
Loki. Wow.
No idea.
That's Tesseract Loki.
My theory is he is the Loki from the past who took the Tesseract... And disappeared.
Yeah. There are often in the comics multiple Lokis in one.
Okay. Now I'm intrigued. I'm going to have to pull this up.
Yeah. They have the first couple, I believe, on Marvel Unlimited.
So. Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
Also, Thor's joined the Guardians now, and he's calling it as Guardians of the Galaxy, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, I love that he threw that name out there. Yep. I'm not sure that... I don't know if we're gonna have Hemsworth be in Guardians 3. Maybe a cameo, but
Right.
I don't know that I see that happening.
Hard to say. He seems like he's up for anything at this point, which annoys me.
Right.
But hard to say.
Yeah. I mean, Hemsworth is fine making movies, and that would be cool. But...
he's got the body of Volstagg now.
Yeah, a little bit. He's got the body of a fatter me.
I mean, I am a straight white man, but I want Chris Hemsworth to be hot. Is that so hard to say?
No, it's not. I agree. I'm a fan of the short-haired Hemsworth. Yeah. I like Ragnarok more.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Screw you, Internet.
Oh, my God. We're terrible. Yeah. So that actually is another theory to kind of explore. Guardians 3.
Right.
Filming next year. I believe it is filming next year.
James Gunn.
Yes. Yay.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see because it will probably be his story following, what they did with this film.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Gamora? Assuming 2014 Gamora is still alive.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to bring back the original Gamora. Maybe they'll find a way. Like, the only thing I can think of is that they find a way to get the Soul Stone.
Because
it doesn't exist in this reality anymore. Nope, I think they'll keep the original Gamora. Because the Soul Stone that Gamora would be trapped in, Thanos destroyed.
Yeah. We assume.
Well, he said he did.
He did.
And we always believe the dictators.
Right. And Nebula said he doesn't lie.
Yeah.
So, unless there's a red herring there, which could be.
Right.
There's...
maybe he destroyed all the other stones, but not that one, because Gamora's in it and he's in love with her. Because it's his daughter.
Yeah.
Not like a...
Not in love with her that.
Yeah.
Romantically.
Like, I can't destroy this one, but all the rest. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. I think there's a way to bring her back, or at least maybe merge her soul with 14 Gamora. I feel like... I don't feel like her death was truly earned, or at least a permanent death was earned.
Shouldn't have been, no.
Because, I mean, it was one thing for Widow to sacrifice herself.
Right.
Gamora was flat out murdered.
Yeah.
And I feel like if all of the other characters can come back, I feel like she deserves to.
Yeah.
And the character that we're most likely going to see in 3 is Adam Warlock.
Right.
And he has ties to the Soul Stone in terms of his source material.
That's true.
So there could be something there.
He's got a big heart on for the Soul Stone.
Yep.
In the Soul Realm or whatever it's called.
Yep.
Something that annoys me about that is we finally got over the will they, won't they between Pym and Pym. Quill.
And I kind of... just assumed that she would get dusted with everybody else because it seemed like he, when Stark did the snap, that would have sent back everybody who was shouldn't be,
right?
Which would have included Gamora,
right?
Because I mean, he doesn't know anything about her, he's just gonna do it,
yeah. All he knows is when Drax says, "Where's Go?" No, no, what did Drax say? "When's Gamora?
Why is Gamora?
Why is Gamora?"
Yeah,
that's all he knows about Gamora,
exactly.
And that Peter Quill screwed up everything for her.
Yep.
Star-Lord.
Idiot. Yep. So, hopefully, I feel like, indeed. I feel like her death deserves to be overturned. And I don't care how they do it, but I think they should.
Yeah.
I
still feel like more people should have died, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Korg. Just somebody else, just a little... I don't want anyone to die is the problem, but I feel like there should have been more. So here, I'm about to pitch you how I would change in...
Interesting, yes.
Fun.
Yeah.
Step one, don't make Thor so whiny.
You like somewhat angsty, depressed Thor, like we got in the very beginning when he's all messed up.
I loved that.
I did too.
Yeah, keep him like that. That would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
But here's how you really change this movie and make it something great, in my opinion. let's cut out the whole Nebula's brain is shared with herself from another timeline thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird. Unnecessary. It was necessary for this movie, yes. But the bad guy I want to show up is Kang the Conqueror.
Mm.
Because they're messing with time.
Yeah.
So I want him to show up and attack them instead of Thanos coming back and fighting them.
A Thanos that knows he has memory, like that these characters have memories of him, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
Which is why when he has that whole monologue about how they, you know, they came back to him.
Right.
Like, I love that dialogue.
But it makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
If it was, if they were still successful in gathering all the stones and bringing back people, and then Kang showed up, it's like, you shouldn't be messing with time, and just starts beating the crap out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Would have loved that. But we didn't get that.
Right.
And they probably want to save Kang for something else.
Yeah. You know? Kang could show up as a result of this film that later on. Maybe the
next Avengers or Ultimates or whatever they're going to call it.
Whatever they do, yeah.
But, I don't know, just rehashing Thanos again didn't do it for me.
Fair enough. Like I said, I think having a time-displaced Thanos that really has no memory of what he's done other than a Cliff's Notes version of it.
Right.
It didn't make as much sense to me.
Imagine him just watching through the memories like a VCR. It's like, fast forward, fast forward. Oh, she's in the bathroom. Fast forward, fast forward.
Oh, I'm... Wait a minute. Maybe I'll rewind.
Right?
Because I'm gross.
I got a weird chin.
Evil space grimace. He's weird.
Yeah. Oh, crap. It's my bedtime.
Oh, yeah. We should wrap up. Not so much. I figured we could kind of... now that we know how Phase 3 ends, right. Technically Spider-Man Far From Home
is
like the epilogue to this, which I'm cool with.
I guess this also means that everyone who's in Far From Home...
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, maybe it's even like the help the parents cope to the fact that their kids are alive again after 5 years.
They just send them to Europe.
Yeah. It's like, here, we're going to give your vacation to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some counseling. They'll be back in a week or whatever.
That could work. And I mean, that lends some proof to maybe Ned was dusted, because otherwise, why is he still in high school?
Right.
And also, why didn't they try to communicate with each other before school starts?
Yeah. And we see Flash in the trailer, and he doesn't look 5 years older.
No.
And we see MJ in the trailer, and she doesn't look 5 years older.
Nope.
And I think they're what's her face? Betty Brant? No. The lady who works at the newspaper.
Betty, the blonde girl from the... Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw her in the trailer, too, so she's not 5 years older.
True.
Because she, in the first movie, she was a TV personality, school news person.
Right. Unless this takes place prior.
That's the other thing.
But
I hate prequels, though. They need to stop doing them.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel barely pulled it off, so...
We'll see.
And it's only because it was in the 90s, not like last week.
Right.
You know?
We'll talk more on our theories as well as what we think may happen in the future of the MCU. There is one last thing I do want to bring up before we finish. Apparently there's a clue during that scene that may lead to the future of MCU. And it is that a teacher or someone in the background of when we see Peter going back to school looks somewhat like Telos in his human form.
Interesting.
Could this maybe be a precursor to Secret Invasion?
Maybe.
I feel like that could literally be anyone in that shot.
That did not look like Telos to me. But
it looks like it could basically be...
the name of that actor.
Ben Mendelsohn.
Yeah, that didn't look like him. It looked closer to Doc Ock to me.
Maybe.
Or whatever.
I don't feel like that's probably anybody.
Secret Invasion.
Though. Yeah.
I want Secret Invasion so fast.
And with everyone else that got dusted, it would be the perfect opportunity for...
Yeah.
If the Skrulls want to infiltrate Earth, this would be their best
just opportunity. Just coming to be like, I didn't die 3 weeks, 3 years, 5 years ago. Yep. I was dusted, and now I'm here.
Right? Ned could be a Skrull if they hadn't communicated until somehow the first day of school. But
yeah, because has Peter met Ned's family at all?
I would assume they've been best friends for seems at least for all of high school.
Right. What if he never goes to visit Ned at his house, and it turns out Ned killed himself after the snap, and
oh god,
he wasn't even dusted. He just killed himself because he was so depressed. so that now they're Skrull Ned. I don't want that to happen.
No. We like Ned. Yeah, that's terrible. Cool. What's wrong with you?
I'm tired.
That's fair. All right. So we'll discuss more of our theories on where the MCU can go. Maybe right. Next episode.
Who knows? Yeah, that sounds right.
Yep.
There may be a lot of technical issues with this podcast. The computer keeps pausing. So again, there may be technical issues with this podcast. We apologize if you didn't get to hear anything we said or none of it makes sense.
Yep. Or if it was glitchy.
Yeah.
Hopefully you were able to hear it all. In any case, if you were able to listen and you enjoyed it, you should definitely subscribe to us on iTunes. We're at Nerd Dump Podcast. We are also on the Twitter. You can, like us and we'll post stuff that we like. And also you can find our episodes there and at thenerddump.com. You can find Cody and I also on the Twitters. I am at Cameron Kiefer.
I'm at the Cody Wack.
Slide into our DMs if you want to talk about anything spoilery. We know we want to try to keep the internet safe for people who haven't seen the film yet. Right. Again, you need to do that like now. So anyway, that's all for this week.
Right.
And we'll be back. Not sure if we'll be back next week or the following, but
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll figure
Life's
it out.
Busy.
Yeah, and this was a special episode because of the timing. Yep. So, anyway, and have an awesome week. This has been a Nerd Dump production.